shall ask the elders to stay up, please, because now we have a baptism and the Risk family, Michael and Lauren and Abigail, please come forward. If you haven't met Michael, Michael's our ministry apprentice here at Cornerstone. He has been for the last 18 months. And right now, in fact, the presbytery is interviewing and examining Michael to decide whether he should be a candidate for the ministry. And if that's successful, then as we do with all our successful candidates, we farewell them for 3 to 4 years up to Sydney for training. So all going well, you'll leave us in the end of the year. And so Michael and Lauren have also been a very special part of our church for the last 18 months, and it's been such a joy to see the arrival of their first daughter, Abigail, first child. Well, in the Old Testament, God came to Abraham and he cut a covenant with him. And he said to Abraham, I will be your God and you will be my people. And God solemnly blessed that he... God solemnly promised that he would bless Abraham and that Abraham and his descendants would be his people, blessed with every conceivable blessing of forgiveness and abundant life. And God commanded Abraham to be circumcised as a permanent sign of the covenant that he made with him. A permanent sign that Abraham belonged to God, a permanent sign that just as the foreskin had been cut away, that God had cut away Abraham's sin and all of its consequences, because that is the meaning of circumcision. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, the Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants, so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live. And we remember this morning that circumcision in the Old Testament was not primarily a sign of the people's consecration to God, but a sign that God had blessed and saved his people. Later in the Bible, we learn that God removes our sin by the blood of his Saviour, by the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. Circumcision was an early sign and seal of the saving work of Jesus. Now, God commands, in the Old Testament, God commanded his people to circumcise their sons on the eighth day of their lives. And this was God saying to his covenant people this: from the very start of their lives, your children belong to me and belong to my people and are the recipients of all my covenant promises. I'd like us to be very clear about that. That is why God commanded his people in the Old Testament to circumcise their children, their sons, at the earliest possible age, because God was reinforcing that right from the beginning of life, the children of God's people belong to God and are the recipients of all of his wonderful covenant promises and blessings. This was God saying to his people from the very start of their lives, I have cut away the sin of your children and the blood of my Saviour has cleansed them. Now, in the New Testament, Jesus commands that his people be baptised as a sign of belonging to him. And baptism has replaced circumcision as the sign that we belong to God and that he has removed our sin. Unlike circumcision, baptism was not culturally offensive to the many nations that the gospel would go to. And unlike circumcision, baptism could be applied to both boys and girls. And the bloodless sign of baptism reinforces that blood no longer has to be shed for our sins, because Jesus' blood has well and truly done that for us. So that is why we are baptising little Abigail right at the beginning of her life. Because her mum and dad belong to the covenant community, the body of Christ, so does their daughter Abigail. That is why Paul said to Christian parents in 1 Corinthians 7, your children are holy. They belong to the Lord. We are baptising Abigail because she is God's daughter. We are baptizing her because Christ has washed away her sins. We are baptizing her because she is safe in the arms of Christ, even safer than she is in the arms of Big Dad here this morning. It's hard to imagine a more safe human being to be in the arms of, but Abigail is even safer in the arms of Christ than Abigail's parents. And we are baptizing Abigail because Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such as these belongs the kingdom of heaven." Now, Michael and Lauren know that by bringing their daughter forward to be baptized, that their work is not done. That their Christian duty as parents is not completed by bringing their daughter here to be baptized today. In fact, by saying, "Our daughter belongs to Christ and should receive the sign of belonging to Christ," they are taking upon themselves the solemn duty to raise Abigail as Jesus' daughter. And that means praying to Jesus for her and with her. That means reading Jesus' word to her. That means bringing her week by week to join with Jesus' people to praise him. And that means urging her to repent of her sin and to trust in Jesus alone for forgiveness and eternal life as soon as she can understand those words. In a word, they are promising today to instruct Abigail as a disciple of Jesus, as a girl who belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is a monumental task, isn't it? Every Christian parent knows that it's a monumental task to raise a child to belong to Christ. And they are going to need all of Jesus' strength and all the prayers and support of their church to accomplish this. And that is why I'm now going to ask Michael and Lauren some questions, some very serious questions that we have looked at together that they have been pondering and that they are now ready to answer this morning. And then I have a question for Michael and Lauren and Abigail's church family. Michael and Lauren, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, accept the promises of and affirm the truth of the Christian faith which is proclaimed in the Bible?
Yes.
Michael and Lauren, do you believe that your child Abigail, though sinful by nature right from the beginning of her life and consequently deserving of God's judgment, is by God's mercy holy in Christ and therefore is a member of Christ's church, ought to be baptised?
Yes.
And Michael and Lauren, do you realise that Abigail will have to confess Christ as her own saviour when she comes to the age of accountability? And so, do you promise, in reliance on the Holy Spirit and with the help of the Christian community, to do all in your power to instruct her in the Christian faith, to cause her to be so instructed, and to lead her by your example into a life of Christian discipleship?
Yes.
If Cornerstone is your church, please stand. I have an important question for you. It's a question you've heard a number of times before. And this is a question I believe that can be answered by all of God's people at this time. Do you, the people of God, promise to receive Abigail in love, to pray for her, and help care for her instruction in the faith? Do you promise so to order your life and witness as a congregation that she may grow up in the knowledge and love of God and be surrounded by Christian example and witness? If that's what you would like to do, say, "By the grace of God, we do. By the grace of God, we do." Thank you. Please be seated. Come close to that. Abigail, or with risk, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please pray for Abigail.
Our great and mighty and loving God, we thank you that you planned for Abigail to be here from the beginning of time, from before the beginning of time. We thank you that you lovingly created her in Lauren's womb. We thank you that your hand is on her and that she belongs to you. We pray that you would give the congregation the grace and the energy to speak into her life your words. We pray that you would be with Lauren and with Mike, and that you would give them everything that they need amongst their extended family to raise Abigail in your word and in your spirit. And we just ask that you would be in her life and that you would bring her to that point where she would confess Jesus' name as her Lord and Saviour. We thank you that you have blessed this family with you, and we pray that you would go with them now and go with Abigail for the rest of their life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, thank our Lord Jesus Christ for his grace and mercy, which extends to all his people, even his little ones. Let's give thanks.